Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The City of Liberal is set to enhance public art thanks to a $6,000 grant from the Kansas Arts Commission. J.P. Bizet has more.
This funding will support a mural project reflecting the community's identity. Seward County Historical Society also received $9,500 for arts projects. The mural to be installed at Light Park will involve public input for design themes. Public Affairs Director Keely Morey emphasized the excitement around the project, aiming to engage residents and showcase Liberals' unique character. The project is expected to be completed within a year.
A man named Rim Jong-hook from North Korea worked for a military intelligence agency. He's being formally accused of participating in a 2021 ransomware attack that impacted a Kansas hospital. The hackers left a ransom note demanding payment from the hospital to restore access to servers. The hospital paid the ransom and contacted the FBI. The State Department is offering a reward of up to $10 million for additional information on the man or his organizations. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced $1,295,450 has been awarded to 108 recipients in the latest round of Kansas Arts Commission, or KAC, grant funding. The funds will support museums, arts education, music, dance, visual arts, professional and community theater, creative writing, murals, poetry, and other creative projects. Grants were awarded in 42 counties, with funding going to counties and rural locations such as Graham, Sheridan, and Norton counties, as well as suburban areas including Johnson, Sedgwick, and Shawnee counties. Tolan said it's important for the state to engage, connect, and support the abundant creativity that can be found throughout Kansas. And these strategic investments in the arts enrich our communities, strengthen our economy, and enhance our quality of life, all which make Kansas the best in the nation to live, work, and play. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported in 2022 that arts and cultural production accounted for 2.2% of the Kansas economy, as well as a share of the state GDP, contributing more than 41,000 jobs. The KAC awarded four types of grants, and they were the Arts Everywhere Grant, which provides funding for programs, exhibition, series, or other arts and cultural projects. The General Operating Support Grant funds for the general operation of an arts organization. The Visiting Artist Grant, which brings professional artists to audiences for performances and community interaction. And the Public Art and Murals Grant, which supports art that highlights community pride and local history. Locally, $15,000 was awarded to the Norton County Arts Council for the Arts Everywhere Grant. Kansas Arts Commission Director Curtis Young said they're grateful for the 57 volunteer panelists who helped the process run effectively and efficiently. And because of their time and dedication, they're able to fund a wide array of community projects across Kansas. Funding for Kansas Arts Commission grants comes from the Kansas Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts. To learn more about the Kansas Arts Commission or funding opportunities, you can call 785-213-5959. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, joined Senator Marco Rubio of Florida in introducing legislation to require the Department of Veterans Affairs to consider continuity of health care when deciding whether seeing a provider in the community is a veteran's best medical interest. Under current law, there are several criteria that the Veterans Affairs is required to take into account when determining whether it's in a veteran's best medical interest to seek care outside of a VA medical facility. And the Ensuring Continuity in Veterans Health Act would add continuity of care to that criteria, which would help veterans who have been engaged in care in their community be able to continue receiving treatment from their community care provider. Senator Moran said he's hearing from more and more veterans in Kansas and across the country who are finding it harder to receive the care they are entitled to from Veterans Affairs and who are being cut off from their community providers. He said this legislation would help veterans maintain care with the doctors and nurses they have come to trust by requiring Veterans Affairs to take continuity of care into account when evaluating veterans for community care referrals. The legislation was also co-sponsored by eight other senators. Children are at more risk of heat stroke or death because their body temperatures rise to 5 times faster than adults, even on cooler days in the summer. And this is why the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and emergency responders are reminding parents and caregivers to never leave a child in a car. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said children suffer heat stroke in cars primarily from 3 preventable actions. First, don't forget you have a child in the backseat of a car. Next, don't leave a car unlocked even at home where children may wander off and gain access to that car. And don't knowingly leave a child in a car thinking a cracked window or a quick stop will be okay. The National Safety Council stated there were 5 child heat stroke deaths in vehicles in Kansas from 2019 to 2023, and these children were age 2 and under, with one of those deaths occurring when the outside temperature was reported at 59 degrees. To learn more about protecting kids from heat stroke, you can visit safekids.org/heatstroke. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol reported a substantial amount of drugs were found by troopers during a traffic stop on Saturday morning on Interstate 80 near York. The State Patrol said at about 9:15 a.m. on Saturday, a trooper stopped a Hyundai Sonata for speeding on I-80, and during that stop, the trooper discovered that the vehicle wasn't insured. In a news release, the State Patrol reported that prior to towing the vehicle, troopers performed an inventory of the vehicle and discovered numerous container bags of suspected methamphetamine. And the total weight of the bags was 77 pounds. A 28-year-old woman and a 26-year-old man, both from Omaha, were arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession with intent to deliver. The State Patrol said both were booked into the York County Jail. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office is investigating a 2-vehicle crash that resulted in the death of an adult male driver, and the crash occurred at approximately 1:26 a.m. on Saturday, July 27th. According to the preliminary investigation, a 2024 ambulance was driving southbound on U.S. Highway 10, North Pleasanton, Nebraska, transporting a patient to Kearney. The ambulance was followed by a 2011 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by a male. The ambulance slowed to meet up with another dispatched ambulance, and the motorcycle slowed and collided with the rear of the ambulance. The driver of the motorcycle, identified as Jacob A. Kimberly, 29, of Holdridge, Nebraska, was pronounced deceased at the scene. Deputies were assisted at the scene by members of the Kearney Buffalo County Fatality Accident Investigation Team, the Loup City Volunteer Fire Department, Pleasanton Volunteer Fire Department, CHI Good Samaritan Hospital paramedics, the Nebraska State Department of Roads, and the Buffalo County Attorney's Office. Next of kin have been notified, and the investigation is ongoing. The Tri-Cities Drug Enforcement Team reported that they have arrested Edward Trotter of Grand Island for fentanyl and other drugs after investigators found numerous drugs at his place of business. Grand Island Police said late Friday morning, investigators served a search warrant at a THC business across the street from Ace Hardware and Super Saver on West 2nd Street. And the Grand Island Police Department said the search located 50 fentanyl pills, 1.5 hydrocodone pills, along with 4 pounds of suspected marijuana. And also approximately $600 in suspected drug money that was found behind the counter under a cash register. Police arrested Trotter on charges related to possession and distribution of drugs. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
At their June 20th meeting, the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners approved a new blue catfish harvest regulation for Clinton, El Dorado, Elk City, Glen Elder, John Redmond, and Melvern Reservoirs. The new regulation, now in effect, includes a creel limit of 10 blue catfish per day, with no more than one fish measuring 30 inches or longer. Blue catfish are popular with Kansas anglers, and interest in the species continues to grow. They can reach large sizes, providing big fish opportunities previously unavailable in Kansas, while the smaller fish are popular table fare. Most of the reservoirs that contain blue catfish were stocked within the last 20 years, making the species relatively new to Kansas fisheries. Research shows reservoirs with lower population densities exhibit the best growth rates for the species, equating to larger fish available to anglers, and the time required for a blue catfish to reach 30 inches varies from 8 to 14 years, making older and larger fish quite valuable. The new regulation encourages angler harvest, which is necessary to provide desired densities in Kansas waters. Blue catfish harvest should focus on smaller fish less than 30 inches, especially fish between 18 and 28 inches, while releasing the larger fish to fight again. For more on fishing in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/fishing. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Conservation, or KDADOC, has announced the availability of funds in the form of cost-share assistance and incentive payments to assist commercial feedlots and dairy operations with livestock water efficiency technology. The Kansas Livestock Water Efficiency Pilot Project is part of the state's ongoing effort to encourage water conservation and to seek solutions for water challenges in the state. This initiative is designed to enhance or upgrade current large-scale livestock watering systems in commercial feedlots and dairies by providing cost-share assistance for practices such as upgrading to high-efficiency livestock waterers and water recycling systems. The KDADOC will accept applications through the close of business tomorrow, Wednesday, July 31st. Equipment purchases and subscriptions made before the application approval by the KDADOC are not eligible for this initiative, and eligible applicants must hold a current livestock water right with the state of Kansas. Funding is provided through appropriation from the State Water Plan Fund, and the program is administered by the KDADOC in consultation with the State Conservation Commission. Applications for this irrigation technology cost share funding must be made through the KDADOC, and to find more information about the project, including the application and more details about funding eligibility, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/DOC livestock water. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed the eastbound driving lane on I-70 near mile marker 117 in Trigo County, and this closure is necessary because of safety concerns regarding the structure carrying 150th Avenue over the interstate. The bridge has been hit numerous times by above-height loads and is currently closed to traffic. A project to remove the bridge is planned for this fall, and the speed limit has been reduced to 60 miles per hour through this area of I-70. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6132 or email kevin.zimmer@ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 106 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 70 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the evening. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny and hot with a high near 102. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 65. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 96. On Friday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 99. On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. On Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. And on Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. Currently, with fair skies, it is 72 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84. And the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl with the 8th-ranked offense in the league last year, and clearly it's where they lacked and went out and got better this offseason. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka last Friday and talked about who is going to help the offense get better this year.
Quantifying it, I think, is going to be difficult. I mean, but I think it's going to be a lot better. I mean, I think it's going to be more efficient. There should certainly be elements of it that are much better, particularly in the passing game. I think they've got 3 legitimate downfield targets now, and I'm not sure that they had one last year. And I'm including Rashee Rice as one of those targets now, that because I think he's better than he was a year ago. I think his kind of connection with Mahomes is matured. I think he's, you know, understands kind of, you know, how he needs to position himself on the field. He understands how Mahomes thinks a little bit better, so I think there's a little bit better connection there.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Neither you nor your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make these fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.